good to be back in the Jubilee period. Don't you open your Bibles, the book of Philippians this afternoon, chapter 4, the book of Philippians for the message. I was thinking while the brother was singing there about all that we have to hope for and look for. And just as sure as I'm standing here today, we'll enjoy it one day.
Amen.
We'll enjoy it one day. But I'll tell you, after you get to be the age I am, it's not as far down the road as it used to be. No, I tell you, back when I was young, growing up, started out preaching about 60-something years ago, 63 years ago. His way, death is down the road, you know. But I tell you, if you get up into the 80s and so on, about a few days, I'll be 88 years old. And so, it's not as far down the road as that day. You get to thinking about it. You don't plan about things that like you used to plan about because of the age that you're at. I tell folks, I say, how you doing? I say, I'm having probable old age. You got your Bibles. I'll tell you one thing, folks. It's not easy to get adjusted to. One preacher said if he knew it was going to be like this, it ain't. I said to him, I heard it. He did say that. I said, well, the only reason you won't get old is just die young. That's what it is. One. All right. I love the Lord today. He's glad to be saved. You don't know what I am and what I was today, but I do. I know what I was before God saved me, and I know what I am today. And I thought about it. I guess he had the thought, but I did. I thought about it and fixed it. I asked how many of you preachers won't preach right now. Back when I was young going, I thought, well, I was the only one that needed to preach. I come to find out I was the only one that didn't need to preach. The older you get, the older you get, you come to realize that you're more than that's somebody to preach. But I tell you, I believe, folks, today, if God's ever called you to preach, you still pray, have that in your heart. If God's ever called you, I don't know why the Lord called me to preach, but he did. And it's some years after I'd been preaching, I'll get into the message in a minute, because I'm not going to preach long, and I don't know what long is, but I'm not going to preach a long time. But anyway, but I didn't know it for a few years. My mother was talking to me one day, and I was raised just in a family of three boys, and I'm the oldest of them. And she said, Buster, she said, I prayed that God would give me a preacher boy. And I wondered, why God, how come God to choose me to be that one that you've been praying for, see? But folks, you listen to him. I can remember the time when I was in the Army getting a letter from her every day. I wondered how did she get one in the mail just practically every day. And she said, I'm praying for you. I was lost then. She said, I'm praying for you. And I headed home. Lord, I didn't mean to say all this to him. He didn't tell me how long to preach. You're into it, amen. He didn't tell me to preach 20 minutes. He knew I couldn't. But I was headed home. Coming from Alaska, I started my time in Alaska. And that's where Uncle Sam chose for me to go. And I was walking up that runway to get on that ship, and it was on Sunday morning. I had a duffel bag in this hand and a suitcase, about all I could tug with. And all at once, Brother Gene, something said, if you go down out there, you're lost. You're lost. And you say, preacher, I don't believe God dealt. He did be me. He let me know. He said, you're lost. And I just stopped in my shoe. I stopped right there, and that guy's a bumping me and trying to get me along. I strayed to make another move. Make another move there. But my mind went to those letters. I'm praying for you. And I said, I'm going to ride them home. And that's the reason I'm here today. God called. God saved me. And then he called me to preach. And let me get away from this preaching part, but I'd like to preach to you preachers today. But anyway, I've thought about it a whole lot. I've tried to get out of preaching. And And I believe just about ever really got a gold preacher tried to get out of it. I don't know, he just didn't feel like it's worldly. He'd try to get a run from it or get out of it there. And I was thinking of driving over here, how foolish we can be to realize how great God is. And how his God is. If God chose a little backwood feller that didn't even know how to get in out of the rain, to preach there and folks there to doubt whether that I could do it or not. So you got your Bibles open when we go ahead. I try to talk to Buster. I say this about every time I get up, and it don't help a bit. But anyway, I try to tell him, I says, get up there and don't talk so much. Go ahead and preach. Amen. I'm waiting on the Lord to get here. If you're here today, there's some of these young preachers here today, and I've known all their lives. But you might say, well, if you really get, you ever get over the nervousness? No, you don't ever get away from the fear. You don't ever get away from the very seriousness to get up here and preach and to know for sure, not because of what you want to preach. Now, if I was going to preach the message I wanted to preach this afternoon, or thought about preaching this afternoon, it wouldn't have been here. I wrestled. And so God said, that ain't here. So I want to try to preach on one word. One word. And I'll sit down. No. But I'm talking about, I want to preach on prayer. How Tim started this service off today, he started it all with prayer. I'll just give a thought, a few little simple thoughts today concerning prayer. Let me read you these verses in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verses 5. The Bible said here, Paul writing, he said, let your moderation be known to all men, that the Lord is at hand. What he's really saying here, folks, he said here, the Lord is coming any time, what he's talking about. He said, be careful for nothing, that in everything but prayer, that's the text right there, but prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for a good, safe trip over here. Thank you for watching over us. Lord, I need you this afternoon. I've been just looking forward to meeting the Holy Ghost of God coming and being with us today in this time of service, in this part of the meeting. I ask you, Lord, just take this little preacher and use me to be helpful to everyone that's here in this service this afternoon. Not only for them only, God, but helpful to this preacher is preaching today. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen and amen. Let me say, first of all, I don't know if it might all be what I say, but let me say, first of all, there's two things that the devil really fights. Two things that he really, really fights. And you say, preacher, what is that? Is studying this Bible, studying the Word of God. I'm talking about a King James Version. And when I got saved, folks, I didn't know there's nothing else. You thought 60-something years ago, you'd go over to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and go into the bookstore. You'd have to tell them what kind of virgin you want. You just tell them you're on the Bible. They got the right kind, amen? Right kind. Oh, I thought what the devil fights is studying. I'm not just saying the reading of the Word of God, the study. Then the second thing, folk, today, that the devil fights as hard as anything, and I believe I'm talking about Buster today here, is prayer. It's prayer. I guess every one of us here, I'm not putting you off. I know myself I'm guilty of today of it. Sometime we'll say, Lord, I'm going to set this time to pray. And I'm going to and do it a few days or something like it. All it was, it's gone. See, it's fine. It's fine. We make this a prayer is something that is the devil don't want you to talk about. Don't want you to talk to God. And so we're going to talk about prayer for just a little while this afternoon. And first of all, we ought to recognize the promise and the privilege of prayer. Amen. the promise and the privilege of prayer. Now, as we've gathered here this afternoon, I woke with Jesus. Let me not get ahead of myself or so on. I'll just have to let the Holy Ghost do it. Anyway, this afternoon, Jesus went to the cross and was nailed to the cross and gave himself and shed his blood and paid what your sin did and my sin did up on the cross, sir. And also, in that, he became to be the high priest. And we can't get all to that this afternoon. I wouldn't be able to do anyway there. But folks, through his death, there came the privilege. And then through the Word of God, God promised us if we'd pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that he'd give us whatever we ask for. We've had the privilege, folks, here to go right into the presence of God.
Yes,
you and I tonight, little backward fall like myself, fall on my knees and go right into the presence of God. I feel like the average person that prays and gets in the altar and pray, they don't realize what they're really doing there. I'm talking about something, folks, that I didn't realize when I got saved. It's a long time come I realized, folks, when I get on my knees and talk, God has made a way and he's promised me if I pray and come right into his presence because the Lord Jesus Christ is sitting on the throne of God right there to make intercession for who? For us here tonight, not somebody else, for you here in this service this afternoon. So I thank God the Bible tells us over here in the book of John, I believe it is. Let me read these verses to you here. John chapter 14 and verse 13, he said, and whatsoever you shall, notice this, shall ask in my name, folk, and not Baptist's name or nothing like that. And I'm a Baptist from the top of my head to the foot of my foot. But it said here by my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in me. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do. You talk about a privilege, fool. You talk about a privilege here that I can get up on our knees and go right into the presence of God. Now, in the past, going back under law and all that, individuals didn't have that privilege. They had to wait on the prophets. They had to wait on this here, and they ended up in paradise. But when Jesus there died upon the cross, sir, he went. Folks there descended to the paradise and introduced himself to them and made a way when that veil was ripped there. The door was opened up that we could go right into the presence of God. Amen. God, I don't know how the Lord wants me to preach along this line this afternoon, but folk, I hope God, I help the Holy Spirit of God. Prayer, folk, is let me just share a few little simple things and get out of the way here. Prayer is how that you talk to who? It's how you talk to God Almighty, man. Almighty there. And so you say, preacher, what can you talk to God about anything?
That's right.
Amen. You can talk to God about anything. And you say, preacher, well, you can talk to God about things that you can't talk to nobody about.
That's right.
Amen. You can talk to your preachers. You can talk to God about things that you can't talk to your church about. You can't talk to your deacons about. You can't even talk to your wife about there. But folks, you can get on your knees before God and talk to God. And God will understand that and God will listen to you. Amen. I thank God, Father, for that good singing he did a few minutes ago. Lord, he's big enough to sing any. Amen. Thank God for it. Appreciate that song. But, folks, I'm glad that you can you can talk to anything, whatever it might be, at any time. Amen. I'm talking to God. I'm talking that prayer is the way that we this day have the privilege. And God has promised us if we fall on our knees or whatever position we can get in and talk to God, talk to him, we can come right into his presence. Amen. That ought to make us all feel good.
Right.
Even us Baptists. So we're talking about here, folks, that you say we can talk to God. I'm talking about focus. There comes another McCulley in. Have a seat back there, son. Have your seat back. That's my grandboy. I'm proud of him. And so I'm talking about folk today. Prayer is how you talk to God. Amen. You talk to him about anything. And I like this part about it. You can talk to him at any time.
That's right. Amen.
You ever thought about that? You ever wake up at night? You wake up at night and you having a problem, go back to sleep and so on. If you realize that you can talk to God, you may not wake up everybody in the house, but you can talk to God. You can get the peace of God to talk about. I'm talking about folk tonight, this afternoon, whatever time it is, this evening here, upon the promise and the privilege of prayer. Now, there's all these other privileges we have, and you say this stuff. I think of it sometime. Somebody may mention it, said, I didn't know that. I'll tell you, folks, today I'm finding out a lot every day that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about God. I did that Sunday night on the second day of May, 1954. I left that little country church saved and went to my job the next morning telling them fellas I saved. That's all I knew. I just saved. Amen. I didn't know what I, about all that. I didn't know that I could get on my knees and talk to God Almighty. Did you? I didn't know. I thought God was way off over yonder somewhere, but he's close to it. That way's been open there. Y'all, boys and girls, listen to me today. When you get in this altar, pray here. Get to realize you can talk to God. You don't have to be a preacher. When God's made a way for us, though, and he's given us that privilege, and he's promised us there, if you'll pray and ask to me, he said, I'll give it to you. Amen. Not only old folk prayer, you can pray at any time. You can pray folk about anything that you want to talk to the Lord about. And some folks say, well, this is too little, that's too big. It don't get too big, it don't get too little for God. And I'll tell you one thing, this hearing aid I've got right now, just rode the whistle, the bells went down, the Baptist went down, but that ain't no hinder thing. So, you're talking about folks right now. So I don't even get, prayer is how you talk to God. I'm fixing to say something, a great privilege I count today, a great privilege. And there may be somebody here in this service, very possible right here in this service today, here is out of fellowship with God. And you haven't been where you're not where you are to be with the Lord. And you know that today. I'm not here to hammer you over the head. I'm just fixing to bring out a point today here. But you can get on your knees and pray to God and do unto God what he said for you to do. In the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, I confess your sins, he said. He is faithful and just, forgive you your sins. He ain't quit loving you. No. He may be whooping you good. And there's two whoopings or whipping. I don't know which one. He may be giving you a good whooping, but folks, what a privilege that we have. Think of it now. Think of it right now. If you couldn't get on your knees and ask God to forgive you, where would you be right now?
That's right. Amen.
God has given us this opportunity or this privilege of prayer that we can do. Get on, and whatever situation it might be, sometimes we just get carried away and do things that we regret and ashamed, actually ashamed to get come before God and say, God, I just did wrong. I'm asking you, forgive me. And let me say something else I've learned in the last few years. I don't know about you, but I've learned. And a few things that God's taught me, and I don't worry about that now after that. When God's taught me there, I know that's right. That's right. But folks, there's sometimes that God speaks to you. If you don't watch, don't really got your mind up on it, you won't even realize it's God talking to you.
That's right.
You won't even realize it's God talking to you. But folks, that still don't change it. You'll still have, if God told you not to do something and you just didn't pay or didn't even realize that's him talking to you. I know by personal experience, folks, this afternoon here, that God spoke to me in a certain way and I listened and obeyed. And later on down through the years, God spoke to me that same way and I didn't even recognize it. You know who paid for it? I.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
I paid for it. And I'm not going to go in all that kind of details. I'm trying to get over folks are important. I'm trying to get over the privilege and the opportunity that we have. You don't have to say it sentence-wise. You can say it backwards if you want to talk to God. He'll know what you're talking about. You know?
Amen.
He'll understand it real well there. And so let me get on, folks. Prayer will bring peace to your heart, you know, to your mind. Let's look right here in these verses I've read to you. In verse 7, it said here, and the peace of God. Let's back up in verse 6 a little bit here. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything but prayer and supplication, it tells us, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto who? Unto God. Now, folks, just think a little bit right there. What is that really telling us right there? He said, unto God. In other words, that's letting us know that we've got a way to go to God.
Amen.
You can go. He said, here, let your request be known unto God. You know, a lot of times in church services, we'll have people to stand up and give their prayer requests. Give their prayer requests there. And the people hear some there. But he said here in this scripture that I read to you here, he said, let your request be made known unto God. Unto God. In other words, that brings back the opportunity and the privilege and the promise that he promised it here. And then verses 7, he said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? That Sunday night I got saved, folks. I got peace with God, didn't I? But I tell you, the peace with God is different than the peace of God. The peace of God. Folks, I tell you, that peace of God. I've probably told this hundreds and hundreds of times. I'm sure that Tim's heard me down through the year. But my second child, which was a girl, Brenda, when she was born, my wife went into convulsions. Tim's mother went into convulsions after that, about 7 days later, right after she gave birth to her. And it looked like all hope was gone. All hope. I had to rush her to the hospital about 4 o'clock in the morning and get her in Chattanooga to the Woman's Hospital, which is not there now. But anyway, it looked like, and people would come in. It lasted for about 3 days there. People would come by to see. And I could tell when they'd come out, maybe I'd be waiting out in the waiting room or something when they'd visit or whatever. I could tell. They wouldn't shake their head, but I could tell there's no hope. But let me say this, what I'm trying to get to, folks, I'm about to have a walking spell. I'm an old man. I ain't supposed to be running around. But anyway, I had a 52 Oldsmobile at the time. And it's parked out in the parking lot that way. And I'd go out there and I'd get in the back seat, get down in the floorboard, that back seat, and I'd get to talk to God.
Yeah.
I'd remember, and all at once, God would say, Buster. I'm not saying, he just said it out loud. He just want me.
Amen.
Stop. The peace of God.
Yeah.
See, everything's going to be, that's before we ever thought about this boy sitting right here. She give birth to him later years. But everything's going to be all right. Everything.
Amen.
You said, Brother Buster, what are you trying to say? I'm telling you folks the benefit and the privilege that we have this afternoon that we're not using. Amen.
Amen.
We're not using the days of prayer. One reason, because we got too busy. One reason, we got too smart. And one reason, we got all these here internets and all this other things here. And you just take 15, 20 minutes and get your message and go on to church and preach it there. I'm talking about when you pray for a person and talk to God and get one from God. Amen. Seasoned with the Holy Ghost. You can find the peace of God. That's what he said right here in this scripture that I read to you, and the peace of God. And I'd get out of that old car and go back up into the hospital with the peace of God.
Amen.
It didn't look like it. It may not look like it. They wouldn't let her talk, wouldn't let her even try to talk. And so that one, about 2 or 3 days went by, I guess. The main doctor was out of town, but the doctor was doctoring her, was a good doctor. He walked the floor with me. He walked the floor. He didn't know what really happened. The doctor didn't know what. And I know. I remember that morning when he come in, they called him in. I said, Doc, I said, I know what you've got to say. I took her home because she wanted to go home, and he said she could go home sooner, and they'd let him go home at that day and that time. I said I shouldn't take her home. He said, no. I didn't know my thought across my mind. He said, I've been up tonight. Or that's the next night. He said, I went and got my medical books out. I've been studying all night. I've been trying to read. I know Tim well, I've got off on all this here. And so I've been trying to find out something that I've missed. Something that I've missed, okay. But I could go out there and get in that back seat of that car and find peace. So the main doctor come in. My doctor come in, and he come in there. I was sitting in the waiting room. They're waiting. And he said, Mr. McCulley, I've called so-and-so or specialist or something in. And after a while, they came in there. Him and the doctor, they'd been in the room with the wife. And that doctor stuck out his hand. He said, I'm Dr. Waters. I'll never forget this, folks. I haven't forgot if God hadn't been in it so much. And he said, I'm Dr. Waters. It's just like you drink, what he said. He said, I've been in and checked your wife. Said, you'll be talking tonight. Said, you'll be talking tonight. He said, I don't think it's bothered her, hurt her, or anything much of that wrong got there. And, but let me back up just a little bit. But when the main doctor come in and said, I've called, the specialist said, that peace of God said, that's it right there. That's it, folks. God works through somebody sometimes.
Yeah.
When that doctor said, I've called that fella in, I've called that fella in, the Holy Ghost said, that's it right there. That's right it. And a few hours, folks, the story was changed. A few hours, there was space for shouting, and things were rejoicing because folks out there in the back seat of that car, God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. And God knows whatever he does will be the right thing when you get that settled. Amen. I thank God for the privilege of praying, don't you? Lord, or to get whipped sometimes, whooped, whatever it is, there, not praying. So just worry about things and just worry about this. You get out and pray and talk to God, get a hold of God, and get the peace of God.
Yeah.
Folks, if we have a good jubilee, and I'm not going to be able to stay here through the jubilee there, but if you have a jubilee, you're going to have to spend some time of praying. Amen. You're going to have to be some time looking to God. You're going to have to be some time giving away for God, praying and talking to the Lord there. You want your church to grow, preacher, there, spend some time of praying.
Yeah.
I was preaching a meeting in Murphy, North Carolina, out at Oak Grove Baptist Church. This has been years ago. I preached a couple of meetings in that same church. But I was preaching, and on Thursday night of that meeting, this fella got up, he was a broad-shouldered guy, and here's what I come to find out, he's a deacon, one of the deacons of the church, red-headed. He said, Pastor, can I say a few words? And he said, sir, yes, go ahead. And he said, Pastor, I'm going to tell you. He said, today I had to clean out the path to my praying ground. He said, I had to clean her out and let her grow up. What he's talking about, folks, you may not know, you lived out in the country. A lot of folks had a praying place, maybe back up on the hillside. Had a praying time to go to pray. Folks, he'd got away from his, you know. Bushes had grown up where he talked to her. He said, I had to clean her out today by praying. You said, preacher, what has happened? What has taken place at Oak Grove Baptist Church? They're getting right with God, what it was, the revival of the Holy Ghost of God, and come to realize that he is failing to do what God had the privilege he had to go off up there in the woods and talk to God. Amen. Talk to him, amen. You say, preacher, who are you preaching to? I'm preaching to myself. Amen. I don't know. I remember Some of you probably remember by the name of Brother Roy Goodson. I remember him preaching, and when he got through preaching, he just got in the altar. He said, "I preach myself now." So that's probably where I'll end up today in the altar, talking about prayer, folks. I have as much problem with being faithful to prayer as anybody does today. I'm not raising it above that, but I do believe in it. And I know, folks, it's a privilege. I know it's an opportunity. It knows today here, folks, that we're failing to pray. Churches are failing. And some of it is because that they're not told what to do. Let me go on and try to close here. And I didn't even look at the clock when I got up here. I was scared and nervous and everything like that. But anyway, prayer, folks, is the need of this nation of ours right now. And let me just drop that down a little bit in the nation of ours. I know majority probably of our nation don't know nothing about prayer. And I'm not judging or nothing like that. But folks, if our nation ever makes a turn, you know what's going to turn it? It's churches like this church right here, the old churches there. I fall on their knees before God and get back to God and get back right with God and get back praying unto God. And they'll get through to the Lord and things will change.
Amen.
Things have changed, folks. God's still on the throne. Amen.
Amen.
God's still the same, folks, today here. And prayer and churches. I could go to scripture, and I'm not going to go. I meant I felt like when I got up here, and I take a great long time. It's so upon prayer, and I don't know how long I've been up here today, but I could go over in the book of Acts where the church prayed unto God. Prayed unto God. They didn't pray a night. They prayed a whole week, you know. And they weren't expecting there that Peter come walking, knocking on the door. I've heard some preacher, Brother Scone, said they didn't believe what they're talking about. Didn't believe what they're praying. I wouldn't have believed it myself. I'd be on my knees to pray and all at once. Here Peter would come walking up there. I'd believe it had mercy and they'd let him go the next day, wouldn't you? That'd have been my prayer. But I'll tell you one thing before. He said they prayed unto God, the church, by the churches. Let me close with this, folks. Close with it. I can stay there. Well, prayer is something that everybody can do. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody can do. It's little ones on up. That unlearned on up. You don't have to be a smart man to pray. You don't have to be a folk. Real educated to pray. Another experience of mine, I was pastoring Rutter's Chapel Baptist Church over in Stevenson, Alabama, there. And I had a man in that church there. And I'm not saying this wrong towards him, but every day was a new day to him. He just, you know, is slow, we might say. But I had a little study out at the church there. And he'd come out there and see me once. Well, he didn't live far from the church. His name was Bud Durham. He said, I went on to be with the Lord. And one day I heard him walking, coming in. He come in, and he said, Brother Buster, said, I've been up on the hillside praying. And I don't remember what it was. Now, the church was praying about something. We was praying for something. He said, I just come to tell you that God said he's going to give it to us.
Amen.
And folks, he couldn't teach, what I'm trying to say, he couldn't teach Sunday school class. He couldn't sing, he couldn't play instruments, he couldn't give a real good testimony, but one thing for sure, he'd give a testimony. He'd say something about loving the Lord, what I'm talking about. But he could get off up there behind his house on the hillside and talk to God Almighty just as good as anybody, and then come down there and knock on his pastor's study door and come in and tell the pastor, said, Pastor, God done told me he's going to do this for us. Amen. You said, Preacher, did he? Did. God did it. Amen. Well, you said, I'm talking about folk here. Everybody can pray.
Amen.
You may not be a song leader. You may not be able to do a lot of things in church, but you can talk to God.
Amen.
You can pray to God.
Amen.
And there's some folks right here in this service. I'm not personal out today here, but there's that's probably grown cold on the Lord. And you know what you need to do today is to pray.
Amen.
As I've already mentioned that, confess your sins and ask God. If you backslid upon the Lord, the number one thing you need this afternoon is to get in this altar right here and spend some time with God. And God said if you confess his sin, his faithful just forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you can nail that down, folks. He will. Why? Because that's a privilege that you have. You can get up out of that altar there right with God and go to work for the Lord. And that'd be one of the greatest things. I have asked the question till I really thought about how, if God ever answered a prayer for you, let's back off from that question. If you've ever got saved, you did. If you ever got saved, you God answered a prayer. Folks, there's probably somebody here in this service this day is not saved. The Holy Ghost of God may be already working on your heart, but even before you come, you may not have been able to sleep good last night. You might have been afraid to go to sleep last night, afraid that you're going to sleep. And if you did, you might die in your sleep and you'd end up in the hell, folks. You hear this day, that's Holy Ghost conviction, folks. Letting you know, you said, preacher, I thought Holy Ghost conviction is that God jerk you up by the heels and shake the devil out of you. Listen, folks, that's not God's Holy Ghost lets you know that you're a sinner. And you're a lost sinner, and they don't stop right there and let you know who your Savior is, the Lord. And that comes by hearing the Word of God, amen. And then he said, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, amen. Now, Senator, if you're here today, you need to pray. You need to take this privilege, folks, that's a privilege. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, when Jesus comes, he paid that sin debt, went to that cross, folks. He opened up a way that whosoever, folks, I don't know how you believe in what you think today, but folks, I believe anybody can get saved. God, if they hear the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost of God through the Word and through the testimony or whatever it might be, folks there takes it and convinces you that you're a lost sinner there, and Jesus is your Savior, you get saved. And he said, when he said, whosoever will, he didn't put that in there just take up space in the Word of God. He put that in there to recognize it to everybody. That don't make no difference what color or what nationality, what we might be today. But I'm glad, folks, that Sunday night, that second day of May, as I left the back seat back there and walked down that aisle there and got in my heart. Let me say another word or two here if I can. Another word right here. In my preaching days, I've seen a lot of this, and you don't see much of it now. Now, I come to that altar that night. After a while, the preacher said, if you got things fixed up with your Lord, with the Lord. I said, no, I don't know. I said, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I know I was lost. So that preacher, Preacher Garrett, Milford Garrett, my pastor, and I could have told you some of the other things. I got a letter from that preacher when I was in the Army. Anyway, he said, he walked back out of that bank that night, and he walked up beside of me. And he said, Buster, I've been praying for you. And I knew he wasn't lying. I knew he'd been praying for me, folks, today. But he got down beside of me there, and he took the Word of God and showed me how to get saved, what to do, to cry out to the Lord. What you need to do, what you need is to pray that privilege that you have as a sinner's prayer. Folks, it's not bringing some animal. It's not something that you do. It's crying out to God there. Crying out to him and said, Almighty God, I'm sinned. I want you to forgive me. I'm opening up my heart and receiving Jesus as my personal Savior. Now, you might not have to say it just like I said it. Now, you say it, God will understand you there today. God will understand you. Heads stand, heads bowed at this time. Come on, Tim. God may be speaking to somebody today. You need to pray. You may need to come and get in this altar, folk, this day here, and ask God how to forgive you and rededicate your life to the Lord or whatever it might be, for, and to leave here in the shape that God would have you to leave here today. Father, we thank you for letting us be here. I hope of it, and I've tried, Lord, to preach the message that I felt from my heart. God, that you want me to deal with, I know, Lord, I'm not no great preacher, and I've never asked you to make me no great preacher, but I know one thing, God, you called. And Lord, I've tried to show the people today the great privilege and the great promise that's promised from God. If we could pray, that we'd pray to you and ask in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, God, this day, I just feel, Lord, that there's somebody that's backslid or drifted or what, and needs to spend some time here this afternoon. Are there somebody here lost? In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Come on, Jesus.